What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode on Small Talk. This is Zen Talalade, and today we have a new guest, and her name is Dolapo.
Like that, just like that. You will not do drum rolls.
Drum rolls, dude.
You will not do siren.
No, nah, everything joined together. Dolapo, welcome to my podcast.
Thank you very much.
Dolapo also has
so
a podcast.
So honored to be here. Yes, I do. Random thoughts.
With Dolapo.
Yes, that's how we do. That's how we build.
Okay, so you guys, so today we have a very beautiful topic for you, the uninvited
guest.
And I know a lot of you can relate. You can relate to this topic. You know, there's this trend that's going on now, people making dumb maths with, you know, the audacity.
Yes.
If this is not your place, go back. You didn't call, go back.
I've been seeing those things that I'm like, I'm going to do. When I start living on my own, I definitely want that.
Exactly.
Not just doormats. I will do doormats. And you know that, you know when you go to all these shops and all,
yeah,
you see people put that open, close stuff.
Yeah.
Mine will not be open, close, you know.
They call you.
If,
no.
No appointments, go back.
Exactly. Go back.
Like that's on P for period. C for thanks.
C for thanks. So guys, you know, we've all like we can relate to this either as a victim or a vector, because sometimes I can be uninvited and I'll appear at a place and get embarrassment.
Yes.
So first of all, have you had experience with, you know,
with people coming?
Yeah, people coming.
Hey, I have. I've never been on the other side. But especially only if I want to surprise people.
Mm-hmm.
But people come in unexpected. Number one, the thing is, there was a time that, because the way my house is like, it is very, the main house is far from the gate.
Mm-hmm.
So at that time, we did not have any security, any gatesman. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. You will now come without calling me. Hey, you will sleep there. Somebody, you at that time, you could not even give me a surprise. Number one, I love surprises, but no, you have to call me to know if I am around.
Yeah.
But so this person came this day, and that was the time we did not have any security.
Mm-hmm.
And the house is deep inside. Funny enough, the gen was now on.
Ah.
And me, once there is light, I am not on my phone. I focus on watching true crimes.
All right.
And then my phone is charging. So this person was just in shambles.
In shambles.
Like shambled lock.
Oh my
that's
god.
The person who was, like he kept calling. When I checked my phone, eventually, I don't know, the spirit of God was upon that person. Let me just put it that way. Because when I got back to the room, I don't know. I went to use the toilet, yeah. And then I decided to just check my phone. Maybe it was full and all. And I just saw about, I think, 30 or 31 missed calls.
Oh my god.
Something missed calls. This person has been outside. I just called it. Come open the door. I'm like, I just called the person because I saw the message. Where are you? This. I just called the person. Like, oh, what happened? I was scared that is this person dying?
this.
I just called the person. Like, what happened? Where have you been? I've been knocking your door. I was like, knocking my door. How?
Which door?
Did you tell me you were coming? Someone cannot even surprise you. I said,
Don't do such. We don't do that yet.
I said, are you still outside? For like past almost an hour, I was at your door. This. And nobody, I said, sorry. Because in my house, nobody comes down to when necessary.
Exactly.
So you can literally be outside our gate for about 3 hours and you not see anybody come out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, almost a day, and you not see anybody come out of the house. So that day just happened to be a day. Nobody decided to go out around that time the person was there.
Yeah.
So for over an hour the person was there knocking, calling.
Nobody was speaking up
until he went back. Since that day, he will call me 3 days.
Very good.
Make an appointment. Are you going to be available? And I said, oh, yes, I'm available. It even happened on recent. Another one, a friend of mine actually came from Lagos. He was like, let me just greet you. Like, our house is an orphan. But he went to Lagos and he came that day. That same day, like, he should just give me surprise visit. He didn't tell me what was coming and all. And I was not with my phone. I think my phone was in my bag. And it was just like, okay, well, since I'm around, let me just quickly branch Lagos before going back to Lagos. And then that was what he did. I was not at home.
He
knock. And this time, he was lucky. He had, someone said that. Dolapo is not on my left. Don't know, but you can't come to my place.
Are you guys hearing? Call.
Don't call. Make 3 days appointment. I don't have to be a celebrity before you book. As in, no matter I am, please. Anyways. I am, but
I'm like, ready.
Wait,
show up.
Wait, hold on. Flip step.
Flip, flip. Well, for me, I think I've only had that experience once, and I was not ready for it. No. My kind of house is that, okay, you can open the door by yourself, in fact. There's like a place that you can just put your hand, open the door, and enter, then come to my door personally, no. So as you are coming in, my room window, I can see the person passing, and I was pressing my phone that day, enjoying my life, that after pressing my phone, I will sleep, enjoy my destiny, no stress, no hassle, and I just see one human being passing. Mommy, are you expecting anybody? No, I say, this person is going to go back home. This person is going to
because you can even be in the mood and not you don't talk to anybody. Exactly. You don't see anybody.
You
that
get. Time. And nobody told me he's coming. And he started knocking. It's a friend of mine. And he was knocking. And I was like, let me go open the door, because if I inside the house, you can't really hear what we're saying inside, outside, exactly. So the person was knocking. My mom came to open. He's like, oh man, good afternoon, man. You know, just kind of pleasantries that children and mothers used to do. He's like, He's still coming around. It's coming now around. I said, very good. This is why you're my mother. This is why you're my mother.
Your mom is not nice.
He's not around though. It was like, But I thought he's at home. Where did he go to? He said, I don't know. A friend came over and he went to the friend. Not people.
But yourself now, you be wicked person.
Why will you come? You that day I was not having it. And I called, as mommy entered, I was like, mommy, I give you hands.
Your partner is crying.
You get some. She was like, you already told me that I should tell him you're not around. I was like, but all this small lie that you're putting, I did not send you that one.
See.
You know,
that's you know, when your parents is with you in the game,
exactly,
they are with you in the spirit. They remember their childhood times and they know where to lie. And
but the funny thing,
mothers are good to that.
Me, I used to show up on the bike very well. But there has to be like a level of friendship for me to do that. Like, okay, there's a friend of mine that is Destiny Ogaku. If I'm like, okay, I want to go to Destiny's house, I don't need to call her out. I'll just appear. If I don't see her though, if I see her mom, I'm very good with like parents. So if I go
I'm
home,
so lucky with
I'll gist with her mom if she's not around. If it's her sister that is at home, I'll gist with her sister and I'll go back to my house. She has never actually for any time said that, I'm not around though. And she's actually around, that kind of thing. She goes to hide. I know that, yes,
it's
I do.
Because of the level
home,
of friendship
I don't like.
You already have.
Exactly.
But wait. Is that not double standards? You don't like it, but you can do it.
If my best friend, if Destiny,
please give me
does
that. Let me trace her too.
If Destiny comes to my place, I'm going to open the door for her.
And that is it. It comes to the level of friendship.
Yeah.
But me, I like surprises though.
Please do parara for me on my birthday.
No, but if you try parara, who died?
You don't want money cake.
I want money cake, but I don't want parara. Who died? Who died? Don't you notice that? Have you seen them go to wedding and do para?
Okay.
Have you seen them do naming ceremony and do para?
No.
Where do you think they do para?
I don't know.
Is it not funny that they do para? Everybody that para me.
Oh my god.
End up the thunder that will fire you. That's finished taking power from Shango, Obatala, Omadiawa, and Zeus.
Oh my god.
Don't even try. But the thing is, like you said, it depends on the level of friendship. Yeah. That is it. For me, I think it's just something I already do right from time. It was when I did not have a phone.
Mm-hmm.
When I was young, they did not have a phone. That you know, you go to your friend's house, whether they are there or not, and everything. And because where are you people going? Definitely,
exactly.
The person will be home only if the family, you know, everybody went out or followed their mom or something. But now, since I grew up, if I am even going to surprise you, I'm going to find out your movements for that day. I'll just be asking before I leave my house, Neil. I'll just be asking, where are you? From talk, I'll bring up a conversation from there and I'll put it in. So you don't even expect me at all. But I know you're already home before I go. But to now make inquiries, not to make any inquiry and go there. I've never done it before.
You know, with my best friend now, if I appear, because every Sunday, before my best friend, like she was in Lagos and I was in Lagos, every Sunday after church, she knows that I'm going to come over. But there are sometimes she'll be like, I don't really want any visitors. And if I get there, we'll sleep. She will sleep, I will sleep.
I have friends like that.
We'll sleep together. And I don't have a problem with this because, I mean, that level of friendship is there. And she can also, although she has not visited me before, she my house is too far.
So yeah, this is me. Tell her now. You know yourself.
Yes, now. Karen, are you here? Visit me. I need visitations. You get.
You day clinic.
You know, this like new because we've moved from our former house. I've not had any visitors. I don't know whether there's... Whether they swear for me or something, I don't know. Please see if you want my house address, message me on IG. Come and visit me.
this Nigeria, with the way things are, strangers to come and visit you.
Yeah, maybe anonymous will see it, and you know, you can send me money. I can put my account number too, if you want. I can put in the description of the podcast.
Well, the kind of visitation I want, since that we are saying it, you know, we went to church today and they said that you should pray for your heart desires. So I am praying, and I'm telling you guys now. So the kind of visitation I want is my account. Visit my account.
Visit my account.
Visit my account. Unexpected. You don't have to tell me.
Ah, don't tell me that one.
That's the only unexpected.
Disrespect my account.
Disrespect my account.
Be rude.
Let's put it in prayer. Prayer point.
Father Lord,
let them disrespect my account. Million. Come to my account rudely. Just
millions. I kind of want billion.
Billion. No, don't be too greedy. We are asking. Don't be greedy.
Anything you have said, though, support.
Don't be greedy. Don't be greedy. Don't be greedy. But honestly. That is the only kind of visitation I want.
Yeah.
And when I'm on my birthday, when it is my birthday, rather. Yes! That is, in fact, I used to make myself available on birthday.
Yeah.
I am at home. But if I'm going to go out, I would have been saying it to people that I know that they might want to surprise me, people close to me. And I've been saying it, because you know the people that will surprise you and people that will not surprise you. So I'd have been saying it, like, last year now. What I did was that I already knew that I wanted to be by myself. Slightly, I wanted this, I actually wanted the old surprise thing. But I think we've already moved to another topic from here.
Exactly. Let's just go like that.
Let's just continue.
Continue.
So that day, I was hoping for, you know, somebody to surprise me, because I love surprises for people, and I've always wanted people to surprise me for my birthday. So the person I was with at that time, and my sister and my friends, they were actually planning behind me. And here I was like I know that everything is hard at this time, and everybody's like broke, so I was not expecting anybody to do anything. And because I knew they were going to try, so I was now making them know that I will not be available. You know, I just want to have that day to myself. Just go out, make it, stay in a hotel for that time, cook, because I was broke, so I cannot go and eat out. So like, I will cook my food and everything and all, so that they won't bother or stress to make anything, because I know that, I knew at that time that everybody was broke. So I was not going to stress anybody, because I wanted a surprise.
Yeah.
You know, there are still more birthdays. The higher we go, the higher the money.
The money.
We are going to be able to go and shake our ass
on a yacht
in Dubai.
In a song.
Yes,
exactly.
Let's take it again. It was not French. I said that pay as we go, we'll be able to do what? Shake our ass on a
yacht
in
Dubai.
In a
song.
Yes.
And that's some period.
That's some T for tens. Hallelujah.
You get. But for me, like my bed, not even talking about the house that I'm living in this Ibadan, it's like your house. If you are knocking, person no go here.
Person no go here.
So I normally expect that you tell me, and my friends normally tell me that, oh, are you home? I can be like, and I'm 70%, I'm not at home. I'm always out. So you just message me and be like, are you home? I'm at your house. And I'm like, you're going to stay there. you're going to stay there. Because I don't get that strength. I know they do it, you know, secondary school, university. They do it a lot. Like, your friends can be like, oh, let me come and eat food at your side.
Yeah.
Come and sleep over at your side. All those kind of things. And I'm like, I'm not in that kind of position to be accepting those kind of things yet.
But
number one, I'm not staying alone. I'm staying with my family here in Ibadan. And you are saying you want to come and sleep over. Who do you want to go back?
Well, it depends on the level of friendship with the person, like
you're exactly.
If there's a friend that can come and sleep around, that can come and sleep over, that one is okay. That one come. There's some. You know that there are sometimes that you don't want visitors, but you want company.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to talk. I just want somebody there.
Exactly.
We don't have to talk. Like, sometimes my friends will just come over, and then last we'll just like be pressing each other's phone. Then sleep off, or the other person might be sleeping, and that person is watching a movie, and we are not talking, but like, you know, we are alone together.
Exactly.
We are alone together. So sometimes that kind of visitation I want, you can come unannounced for that one, but don't come unannounced without having a friend level of closeness with me. Don't say that, but we have known each other.
It's gonna cause fights.
It's gonna, you are gonna stay outside.
You're gonna
sleep outside. Just,
it's exactly I can that we pity call you. In the night.
I can pity you and tell the security man to just click MS or give you a share. And I'm right inside looking at you suffering under the sun. Don't worry, we have shade in our house, so you're not gonna suffer under the sun. But don't ever try it. You will sleep outside.
My friends will even tell me. You can't even open my door. I have a very big dog. If you say you want to enter my compound, you will meet a visit.
I think that should be another topic for another day. People with dogs at home.
Ah! Woo! My friends are always like, please, have you put inside the cage? I say, is inside cage? Sometimes, if I know that you are coming to my house like every day and I know my dog already knows, even though it's barking, I know when my dog like already knows somebody. And I'll be like, enter, I've locked the dog. Entered. When they not enter.
They're not the dog.
A friend of mine was like, please help me at work. She was literally turning around me.
Some people will say, don't worry, it cannot bite you.
My dog has zero bite counts.
Zero bite. This one didn't start since my auntie. One of my aunts, when we were little, she's always playing with this her friend's dog anytime she goes there. Like, the dog sees her and wags its tail. That's how much, like, closeness she has with the dog. You don't know what happened to this dog that day. The dog was not pregnant. I don't know. They said he just finished taking his treatment or something. As my auntie entered the house like this, and this dog bit her.
Oh my god.
If it's not like she used her hand to block her neck, it would have been her neck, but it became her hand. So I don't want to hear he doesn't, and that was the first time
they ever beat anybody.
Yes. Wow. So I don't want to hear he does not bite. Come, don't worry, it's friendly. It's
well, actually wicked though.
What? I don't want to know. I love dogs though, but like please.
I actually don't like
dogs. It's even part of the visitation. See, if I come and visit you. Let's just say it now. If I come and visit you, I know you have dog. Respect you yourself and your dog. Because you don't know, I might have peace too. Just for your dog, not for anybody.
You know, I don't even like dogs, to be serious. I prefer cats.
Yeah, I prefer cats.
I love cats so much.
You don't really have to. See, cats are my babies. Like, you don't have to be there for them. But dogs, you must touch them. You know, cats, when they want to play, they want to play. And when they are not, you know.
When they want to play. If you are sleeping.
Annoying creatures. It's when you are sleeping that they will know that they will
do. And you must wake up.
I'm like, what is it?
Can I sleep?
That is when they want to play. Lord. But like, I still prefer them to cats. I still prefer them to dogs.
No,
you can leave your cat alone at home.
Yes.
And it might be messy. Maybe the one thing or two there on the floor. But carry your valuables. Because they will intentionally. I don't know the spirit in cats. They will intentionally knock it down. Even when you tell them not to. Carry all those things that are breaking away. Save them. But you dogs, can leave. Dog will scatter everywhere.
They will enter your kitchen, eat your meat.
Before you go. Only if they are trained, child.
My dog, it doesn't enter the house. The compound is yours. The compound is Kukuma Big. It is yours. Don't enter the house.
Cat, you
the
leave
last
it
time he entered the house, come. As he entered the kitchen, I don't know the technique he used. He just turns the pot so little. Picked up like one big meat and just ran out. I just saw dots of soup on the floor. I was like,
hey, your dog.
Hey, what that's I never heard.
It was you when you were a young boy. You said that the dog took the meat.
Yeah.
I'm saying that the dog was you when you were little. You not steal meat from pot.
But
oh, you're lying. You lie.
I still steal meat.
You still steal meat.
No, this is the thing.
Man, normally, I cook the meat, so I don't steal. The cook is not a thief. The cook is not a thief.
Even though it's my mom that cooks.
I tasted what I was
cooking. Before she puts it inside soup, I've already select two that I will thief. When I thief that one, when she puts inside soup, I'll still select on that one that will thief. Oh God!
And now my mom now means she go count and she will tell you. I already know how many is there. Even if she doesn't count, she said, I already know. And you have counted it a bit, so I'll now take one. Cut that one into two. Don't worry, I'll take another.
Maybe
cut
it into two.
No, don't worry, it's still the same amount.
Abi,
it did not. Nothing is missing.
Nothing.
But something entered my mouth.
Abi,
hallelujah.
Well, sleep it is very well. So you know, now let's go to this last part, you know, and end this podcast. Do you think that being uninvited should be stopped or should be encouraged? Because for me, I feel like it depends, like we've said before, on that level of friendship. But even with that level of friendship, there are some times that you're like, I really don't want to talk to
anybody. That one just comes onto you.
Exactly. So should we actually say, okay, because I have this level of friendship with you, you can come uninvited? Although I can't really relate because I don't get a lot of visitors. But if you think about it, sometimes you might be in a very bad spot and you don't even have the energy to call anybody that, okay, I'm crying and this and that, just come over. And the person just feels like, let me just come over uninvited. And no, that saves your life. Maybe that they are about to commit suicide. You know, different scenarios. So should it be stopped or actually be encouraged?
Well, I feel like it's not something that you can just say, oh, it should be like this, it should be like that. Number one, it depends on the receiver or the guest. And it depends on the relationship the person has, the relationship they have So I think this thing is on a personal level. It is what you want and what you don't want.
Yeah.
Like me now, I don't do it to other people.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends on people. In fact, before somebody can say that they want to even come to my house uninvited, there's already a level of closeness.
Yes.
There's a level of closeness here. But to me, I would say that, because you said, okay, for example, I want to come for a female's point of view. You know, we have this cycle, this our menstrual cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the whole period of it, you have the day where you're actually on your period, ovulation time, and everything. So there are some times that you are not just in the mood. You don't want to see anybody.
Yeah.
Based on that, you just don't want to see anybody. But you still want to see somebody. At that time, we are all over the place.
Yeah.
So for me, coming from a personal experience, for me, at that time, I really just want to be alone. But it now depends on the person that now comes around. Exactly. There are some friends that no matter what is doing, you want to see them.
Yes.
No matter what is wrong with you, when they come, you want to see them. And there's people that you by yourself, you say, you call. So I think it's something on a personal level. And depends on the way the person is close to you.
Yeah.
But you said something about it, they might save lives. And if you have, if something is choking you, let me go and see your life. If something is choking you, better stand up.
Not that you want to come and gist me.
No, like if you know that there's sometimes your spirit will be disturbing, like, I should see this person, I should see this person, I should see this person. If it is happening, you don't know what God is telling you. Maybe it's at that time that something wants to happen, and then you now come, and that is not neither. Come, but don't use that as an excuse to come here anytime. Thunder will fire you.
So, like, that's all that we have on the invited. I don't have to speak English again.
You see,
so you guys, thank you so much, Dolapo, for being a guest on my podcast. You were invited, so it's not invited. So,
So, we are going to carry you people. Small talk, be ready to come to Random Thoughts.
Yes.
And if you are here from Random Thoughts, make sure you subscribe to this podcast.
Period. Okay.
And see for thanks.
So you guys, I told you on my last podcast, a series is coming up. Please tell your friends to listen to my podcast. This is Unpopular Opinions with Zenny. This series is going to change lives. Like it's a preaching. Anyhow, shall advertisement. You know, I'm going to be having guests every 2 weeks for this series. I'm going to talk about unpopular opinions on different topics. The first topic that's coming up is relationships. I know you guys would like that one. I just want to spill the tea on that one, but I'm not going to tell you many topics, but you can put your mind to it. Maybe the next one can be, I don't know.
And
I don't
see what they want.
Exactly. You can go to my IG. Everybody, we have an Instagram account.
Yay!
Small Talk by .Zenith. The name is long, but you know.
You remember.
I'm going to link like it in the description.
.Zenith.
.Zenith?
You said .Zenith.
Yes, .Zenith.
That's
oh
what I'm saying, like .com. Imagine. Come and employ me.
Don't worry.
Come and pay. You said I've been doing health.
Can I pay you with food?
Yes, the good payment.
I trust you.
I'm a foodie.
So but you guys should definitely
food will not pay the bills.
So you guys follow the Instagram account and follow my own personal account. When you go to the Instagram account, you see a link where you can listen to the podcast on different streaming platforms. Podcast, Google Podcast, you can listen on CastBox, Spotify, Deezer, Pocket Cast, Amazon Music, and Radio Public. It's coming very soon on iHeart Radio. It's going to be very hard for me to upload it today, but I'm going to do it for you guys. You get. And if you're listening from Anchor, please drop voice messages to, you know, give me feedback. I very much appreciate it. Dolapo, where can the ladies and the gents find you?
I'm available on all podcast platforms. That is Random Thoughts with Dolapo.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you subscribe if you're using Apple and Spotify. Subscribe. But if it is Anchor, make sure you favorite the podcast and you can always DM. Give 5 stars when you listen to everything. I know you will like it, so you must give 5 stars.
And that's a purr.
Same thing to his podcast.
Yes, please podcast. Don't.
Everything applies.
Exactly. And there's also like a place on my Instagram account where you can give opinions. If you want to be a guest, send your email and reach out to you. Don't worry, there's Zoom. This world is no more hard again.
As
technology don't go far.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you guys, thank you so much for listening. Peace out. Up your area. Come in. Call his name.